The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. And as I've told the class, this ministry started 24th of January, 1967. So, and you know, I was 30 years old. Well, I mean, do the math. Now I'm 88. And Gloria's 85 years younger than that, 83. The commandment of love, of whom much is given, much is required. It just does not do for me to get out of love. I won't go into that anymore, but it's a commandment. It is just as much a commandment as thou shalt have no other God before. You shall not make any graven image. You shall not take his name in vain. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with promise. Mm-hmm. And the covenant, the commandment of love covers all that. So get into your Bible and go look up those 10 commandments and don't just get the commandments themselves, but look what the Almighty God was telling Moses. I'll paraphrase. Don't covet another man's wife. Amen. I'll get you one better looking than she is. Yeah. What on earth do you want to steal for?
That's right.
I am the blessing of Abraham.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I am the God who's more than enough. Because you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Well, stealing's under the curse. Mm-hmm. It's a good study. Now, here in 1 John 4, let's look at the 13th verse, no, the 12th verse. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected. It's developed in us. Okay, look at the second chapter in the fifth verse. Whoso keeps his word in him verily is the love of God perfected or come to full maturity. Hereby know we that we are in him. We're in him. This was John's theme. He built a legal case all the way. I write this to you that you know. I write this to you that you know. Dearly beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Where do you think he got that? From Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah. Glory to God. All right, now here's the one. And I stopped on this, and I began to meditate it. Whosoever shall confess with his mouth, Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. We, he's writing a letter. We, well, he was there. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. Now, wait a minute. What did he say? Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another even as I have loved you. Now, while I was there in ORU, I said, he's praying, so I'm just going to agree with you. I said, yes, sir, Jesus, I agree with you. And I got down there to where he said, let the world know that you love me. Let the world know that you love them as much as you do me. Now, I was a baby Christian. I was there in Tulsa. I was walking around that little house with that in my hand. And I said, oh, no, 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 no. That's the 17th chapter, John. That you love. Oh, God, you love me as much as you do Jesus.
Yes.
I was trembling. You love me as much as you do Jesus. I said, oh, God. And I walked around the room saying, God loves me just as much as he does Jesus. God loves Kenneth just as much as he does Jesus. And then it became bold. I said, well, of course he does. He sent him to the cross to get me.
That's right.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, hallelujah. There's an amen shout comes right there.
That's an amen.
So, we have known and believed. We have known and we have faith. We have faith. The love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. Herein, now get it, class. Here, this is where we're going. Okay. Now remember, we cast all of our cares. Remember, no worry. There is no fear in love. Matured love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not made. He's not mature in love. We love him because he first loved us.
That's it.
Why should I carry a care? Now, I have to quote, it's one of my very favorite movies with Tom Selleck. He was a cowboy. I don't remember what his name was in the movie. And he wanted to be just keep cowboying, and the 20th century had come along, you know. And there's downtown in the muddy, and the guy that was the bad guy, he was the foreman for that big ranch and all this to me anyway. So he just stopped. He was on his horse looking down at this Poppin' Johnny thing. And he said something like, get out of the way. And he said, his name was Robert. He said, Bob, you just can't believe how much I don't care. I thought, that's me. You just can't believe how much I don't care. Devil, because I have cast all of my cares on my Savior. I just have no cares, worries, and anxieties. Hallelujah. So, hereby we know. Now, 2:5. Whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we're in him. Brethren, I write you no new commandment to you, but an old commandment, which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you've heard from the beginning, and a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past. The darkness has passed. The darkness is past, and the true light now shines. He that saith he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there's none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that loves not his brother is in darkness. Now, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And 3:14, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abides in death. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso has this world's good seeth his brother have need and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him. How dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. Hereby we know that we are of the truth. Now, here's what I started to tell you. Well, you know, I kept saying, well, he wasn't tired. But, and he... Now, this was an extended time. I've been thinking about these things, but I took the time to, in my study, and just question some of these things. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, what was the greatest explosion of your power when you created the universe? He said, no, that is easy. But Kenneth, he said, I was tired. Really? He said, well, I'm a spirit, but I spoke light and created the universe. He said, I was tired. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what was the greatest explosion of your power? He said, when I raised Jesus from the dead. Praise God. Praise God. And here's what he said. Nobody had ever gotten out of there before. He said, this is the reason I went to my covenant partner, Abram. And asked him to make sacrifice. And he gathered up all of the means for the sacrifice. Loaded them up, went up on top of the mountain. He said, the lad and I, we'll be back. We will be back. Here, Hebrews 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that received the promise offered up his only begotten son, saying, of whom it is written, in Isaac shall your seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. He raised the knife and the angel stopped him. I said, Lord, why did you do that? He said, well, the day was coming when I was going to have to offer up my only begotten. And he said, I had to have a covenant brother that was, a covenant son that was willing to do it in the blood of his son. Because I was have to do it in the blood of my son. You remember what Jesus said? Oh, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, your will be done. So God bound himself by covenant. To raise him up. And he said nobody had ever gotten out of hell before. God who had sundry... How much time do I have, Tim?
8 minutes.
Yeah, I got time to do this. Book of Hebrews, chapter 1. God who had done sundry time, different manners, spake in the time passed by our fathers and brothers. These are the words, and you'll see it. It's recorded by the Apostle Paul. You remember, he went into Arabia. Mm-hmm. Now, some people think that he was there for 3 years. No, it doesn't say how long he was there. And he said, I knew a man once, whether in the body or out of the body, I could not tell. This is when he found out about communion. This is when he learned all his, and he wrote this book, the Apostle Paul. Somebody say, well, we don't really know. Yes, we do. The Epistle of Paul, the Apostle to the Hebrews. And, you know, he talks about Timothy in there. Now, some of the other translations say, well, we just don't really know. Well, that's one of the first things Jesus, Brother Hagin, when he was called up to heaven, and he asked him, he said, did Paul write the book of Hebrews? He said, well, certainly. Certainly. And at a later time, I'll tell you some more about that. Who bring the brightness of his glory in the image of the firstborn, holding up all things by the word of his power, which he had by himself, purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Inheritance. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, you are my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. He's not talking about Bethlehem. I had the Lord say to me one time, let me die. He said, let me die. Until you actually let me die and go to hell, you won't understand any of this.
That's true.
But here it is. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above all your fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They shall perish, but you remain. They shall wax old as a garment. As a vesture you shall fold them up, and they shall be changed. Thou art the same, your years shall not fail. But unto which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
Yes. Yes.
Those are the words.
Yes.
Again, I'll be a father. He said... How much time? Look at the ninth verse. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, and that by the grace of God should taste death for every man. At going home services, I use this.
Yeah.
Tasted death. Well, you can't taste it when you die. You can't smell it when you die. You can't hear it when you die. You can't see it when you die. You just depart. But if you don't know Jesus, you can smell it. It stinks. Because you're in a dark tunnel going into the bowels of hell where it smells like hell and it's nasty and you never get out of it forever and ever. And a new heaven and a new earth, you're going to sail out into the where they can look up there and see, oh, I'm so glad I didn't get into that mess.
Yeah.
New heaven, new earth.
Yes.
Where there's none of this. I was with Brother Roberts, and someone asked him, Brother Roberts, you believe there's life on other planets? He said, I don't know, but if he needs a Savior, Jesus did. He's so cool. We see Jesus bringing many sons unto glory to make the captain of their salvation mature through sufferings. For both he that sanctified and they that are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare in the midst of the church, will I sing praise unto thee, and again I will put my trust in him, and again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. The Amplified brought to naught, zero. For verily he took not upon himself the nature of angels, but took upon the seed of Abraham, wherein all things behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be merciful, faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted and able to succor, to hold, to take care of them that are tempted. Thank you, Jesus. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful unto him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all of his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, insomuch that he had builded the house's honor. Moses verily was faithful in all of his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which are spoken hereafter. Now, I want to show you something here. That's what it takes.
It does.
This Bible is only 5 years old. But that's what it takes. Why do I do that? So that it's indelible in my mind.
Yes, yes.
I can see it in my mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Someone said, if you find somebody that their Bible's coming apart, then that believer's not coming apart.
I like that.
We'll be back in just a moment. Praise God.
It's obvious all over the earth. The enemy is raging. But as a believer, you don't have to live subject to fear. You are designed for victory. In his book, Live Fear Free, Kenneth Copeland shows you how to shut down the enemy's attacks, remove fear, and stand strong in faith, no matter what's happening around you. Jesus defeated the law of sin and death once and for all, so you can live according to the law of the Spirit of life in Him. Learn how fear opens the door to the devil, but faith slams it shut. When you live by faith, fear can't control you. Be free to live boldly, live healed, and live protected under God's love. When your focus is on the Word, the storms around you fade away. You've been given authority. You've been equipped with faith. The world needs men and women who will stand tall in faith and refuse to back down. Rise up as the fearless believer you were born again to be and live fear-free. Live Fear Free, the new book by Kenneth Copeland, now available for only $26.99 on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. You can live fearlessly 24/7 in the secret place of God's protection. Be equipped with God's Word and His wisdom to live an overcoming fear-free life. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
This isn't just a school. It's the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org.
I want to remind you of something there. We have licensed prayer ministers that when you call in, what does a licensed prayer minister mean? Well, we have gone to the Word and picked prayers out of the Word and developed prayers out of the Word so that if you call in for healing, just flip that book and all of the healing scriptures are right there. If they call in for finances, flip that book. All of the financial scriptures are there. We've been redeemed from the curse of...
Yes.
They're all right there. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Kenneth Copeland and all of our class reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Give him a praise. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.